Hello and welcome to the Catholic News Update for Friday, the 30th of December. Well, looking back across the year 2011, the director of the Vatican Press Office saw papal voyages abroad, the beatification of John Paul II, the interreligious meeting at Assisi, and the new evangelization as major landmarks for Pope Benedict XVI. In an interview with Vatican Radio, Father Federico Lombardi spoke at some length about the Pope's foreign travel. In Germany, he recalled, the pontiff underlined the importance of making room for God in a culture increasingly dominated by secularism. The Vatican spokesman said that Pope Benedict's address to the German parliament would be remembered as one of the most important speeches of his pontificate. When the Pope visited Spain for World Youth Day, Father Lombardi remarked, the theme of the trip was quite different. In Madrid, the pontiff was addressing an enthusiastic young audience, and the event highlighted the vitality of the rising generation of Christians. In Benin, later in the year, the Pope again was struck by the vigour and joy manifested by the faithful. The papal spokesman said, each of these trips could be seen as reflecting the Pope's keen interest in the new evangelization. While the Pope's apostolic exhortation on Africa, Africae Munus, should be recognized as a masterful presentation of the needs of that continent. The new evangelization was a consistent theme of Pope Benedict's work in 2011, Father Lombardi said. He pointed to the emergence of the new Pontifical Council for the new evangelization, and especially to the Pope's proclamation of a special Year of Faith beginning in October 2012. Next year's meeting of the Synod of Bishops will be dedicated to the same theme, Father Lombardi noted. The year 2011 also saw Pope Benedict acting constantly as a teacher, the papal spokesman said. He called attention to the Pope's talks at his weekly public audiences, organized into series of meditations on the influence of the Church Fathers and on the subject of prayer. He also mentioned the Pope's book on Jesus of Nazareth, saying that a third volume on the infancy of Christ is still to come. Police in the Philippines have announced the arrest of a man suspected in the murder of Father Fausto Tentorio. The Italian missionary was shot down in Arakan on the island of Mindanao on the 17th of October. On the 29th of December, the Justice Ministry announced that the prime suspect, Jimmy Arto, had been taken into custody along with his brother after a gunfight. Fortunately, nobody was injured, as the Arto brothers were arrested, the ministry said. Eyewitnesses at the scene identified Jimmy Arto as the gunman who killed Father Tentorio. Others said that his brother had been driving the vehicle that he used to escape after the killing. Church officials in Mindanao have been prodding the government to accelerate the investigation of the crime, noting that human rights violations have become more common in the region, where Islamic activists are pushing for autonomous rule. The Eucharist is moving into enemy territory as a powerful weapon against abortion. Across America, adoration chapels are being set up next to abortion businesses. It's a growing movement that Father Steve Imbarato, chaplain of the Holy Innocents Chapel in Albuquerque, New Mexico, says he hopes will increase. I want to promote Eucharistic adoration to fight abortion, Father Imbarato said. As the director of Project Life, he said everything he does to promote life involves the Eucharist. The chapel is the spiritual center of all our pro-life work, he stated. By setting up a Eucharistic chapel, Jesus has a close, permanent presence right next to the enemy. Our Lord has been across the street from the Planned Parenthood clinic here for almost 12 years, Father Imbarato said. And finally, Monsignor George Ratzinger has joined his brother, Pope Benedict XVI, for a Christmas celebration in Rome. The elder Ratzinger reveals that he annually brings his brother the same small gift, a pocket planner. They enjoy eating German Christmas cookies and a few other family traditions. Just old man's things, Monsignor Ratzinger reports. Most of all, they enjoy fine music. And that's today's Catholic Headlines. Thanks very much for listening, and I'll speak to you again next week. God bless.